Now I want to pray. We are people of prayer, and we don't want to lose moments like this where we can have power together. Michelle, I don't know if you have these, the 5 points of prayer out of the book of Acts. I was in intercession 2-3 days ago, walked around my bedroom, and these 5 things just kind of dropped down on my heart. And I wanted to see if we could tonight pray for these out of the book of Acts. Number one, praying for Pentecostal power to be poured out, that we'd have a fresh Pentecost. Number two, that we get Saul's to Paul's, that we get a significant marking of those that are the most opposed to the gospel in our city to turn into the greatest witnesses in our city. I want to go for that. How about you? Number three, that we'd have hand of the Lord evangelism. In Acts chapter 11, a bunch of persecuted non-named saints go up near Antioch and start preaching the gospel. And it says so many were coming to the kingdom, the hand of the Lord was with them. And they had to send Barnabas and Saul up there to kind of bring some order to the thing. But it was hand of the Lord. I love that phrase. Hand of the Lord evangelism that brings in people. It's not one guy, not one star. It was an unnamed group of people with anointing and power on them. Number four, Antioch, supernatural mission. We love mission. We want to stir to mission. We want to walk out mission. But we want it like it was in Antioch, that sent out guys that moved in the power of the Holy Spirit, could persevere in persecution. These guys didn't have business cards and writing a book with a, hey, you know what I mean? These guys are like being beat, and they're going, and they're moving in power. And so we want to see an Antiochal base here that manifests supernatural mission. And lastly, what's on my heart, is we want to see Agabus level prophetic manifestations. Now, you may not know who Agabus is, and I'll just do a quick thing, but he shows up a couple times in the book of Acts. One time he predicts a famine that gets the whole church that's in the area where there's not the famine to give to the church that there is. He predicted a famine, and it came, just like he said. Another time he predicts that Paul is going to go to Jerusalem and be tied up. He takes his own belt and ties himself up, and he predicts a prophetic destiny over an apostle. But it was high-level prophetic accuracy. I've got a new level of craving. We've got our Bible, and our Bible's our absolute word of God. No more revelation about who Jesus is, who God is. It's all, we got that, okay? But we do believe in contemporary prophetic ministry. And I think the Lord wants to bring another higher level of that. So what does that mean? I don't know. Does it mean predicting earthquakes? I don't know what it means. I don't care. What I care about is verifiable signs and wonders that make unbelievers go, oh, God is real. That's what we want. We don't want unbelievable prophetic stuff so you can raise up prophetic ministries. We hope we disappear while the prophetic comes in power and the lost are swept into the kingdom of God. But we need higher level prophetic intel in this day. We really do. And I like what we got. We're getting little measures of prophetic and sensing. We had a thing happen today. It's a crazy deal. Won't take time to tell you, but just crazy, supernatural deal. But there's more. There's more to come, and we won't pray for that. So, Pentecostal power, Acts chapter 2, revival, fire on the church, Saul's to Paul's, that God would mark the worst drug dealer and make him a Bible preacher. They take the worst prostitute and make her a ministry to the world, right? So those that are anti-atheist, I take the most solid atheist professor at WSU, visit him in the nighttime hour and make him a preacher of the gospel. We want signs and wonders. I'll give up a ton of my popularity, little bit that I have, to have those guys and gals come forward that would bring focus upon the Lord. Hand of the Lord evangelism breakthrough that's beyond what man can do in strategies, Antioch supernatural mission, and higher level of prophetic mission. So will you take a couple minutes with me? I was going to pray through these all 5 separate, but we don't have time for that. But let's be a house of prayer. And right here, would you look at those 5 and see what stands out to you? Then would you gather in a group? We're going to stand up and gather in a group of 2s, 3s, 5s, 10s, whatever you want to do. And would you pray specifically for just a couple minutes for one of these deals? Look over that list. See what sticks in your heart. You may end up with people with different one. I know this is unorganized. But would you all please stand up? Could we all please stand up? And would you lean in and pray together for whatever you're led by the Holy Spirit around these issues? We want double portion what was in the book of Acts. No performance and hype of man. Real, raw Spirit of God move in our city. And these are 5 of those things. Pray as you're led. Go for it. Pray, 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 people. Pray, pray, pray. So, Father, bless and hear these prayers. unleash the book of Acts kind of ministry for your glory in our city in these days. In Jesus' name, amen. If you could please listen to me real quick. How many of you in this room at least once a month are connected somehow relationally or attend another ministry or church in the city? If you do, would you raise up your hand really high? Really high. You go to another church, you're part of another ministry or mission. That delights my heart. What I'm asking you to do is right now for 1 minute, cry out the name of that ministry or that church. Would you pray for them to be revived and to be started? Just take like 30 seconds. God doesn't need us to wear him out, okay? Just pray for the church you're from. Pray for the people, God. Pray for the pastors. Pray for the ministry to be revived right now by the Holy Spirit. Just take a moment and do that if you would. Amen. Amen. Father, hear the prayers. Bless the church in the city. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you for being intercessors tonight.